Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Denmark warmly welcomes Zimbabwe's delegation and thanks it for its presentation today. Denmark commends Zimbabwe for the progress made since its last UPR, including by adopting the new constitution, improving conditions for the National Human Rights Commission, and establishing the independent national prosecuting authority. Full and speedy alignment of the relevant laws to the new constitution is of key importance. An area of continued concern is freedom of assembly and association, and as well as the civil society space, including in preparing for the 2018 elections. Denmark therefore recommends that the government of Zimbabwe guarantees freedom of assembly and association, including through immediate alignment of national legislation, in particular the Public Order and Security Act, with international standards. Denmark notes with concern the absence of constitutionally aligned policy frameworks to ensure efficient and equitable performance and accountability of state justice institutions. The case monitoring systems of the Judicial Service Commissions are commendable, but absence of practical guidelines impedes efficiency and transparency and accountability. Denmark therefore recommends that Zimbabwe immediately adopts policies to guide the equitable use of the performance and accountability systems of the state justice system. Finally, Denmark recommends that Zimbabwe intensifies efforts to ratify the Convention Against Torture. The CTI, which works through government-to-government cooperation, stands ready to explore ways to assist in this endeavor if deemed helpful. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.